celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hello there. Come on in. Welcome to your international broadcast of Breakthrough, where I'm celebrating, now hold on, 50 years of glorious gospel ministry. I've been so very, very blessed by all of your comments. And just, you know, I read all of them online, by mail. Miss Joni and I like to hold those letters, pray over them. And when I get out there in the nation or the world and get to see some of my wonderful friends, wonderful partners in person, my heart is overflowing. Thank you so very, very much. I believe we, you and I, are on the precipice, on the verge, on the brink of the greatest move of the Spirit of God this people, planet, has ever witnessed. If you believe that, just clap right there where you are and say, I'm with you, Pastor Rod. God Almighty has chosen you. That's right. Chosen you to be invested in it, to be involved in a mighty sweeping move of God's Spirit. Isaiah chapter 40 was my inspiration for today's broadcast of Dominion Camp Meeting. Here's what it says. The time to favor Zion has come. Yea, the set time. Prepare the way of the Lord. Well, that verse clearly and emphatically declares a brand new day, a time of transition, something brand new, being birthed from that which was before. I need for you to get ready because I've contracted a heavenly contagion. You can tell everybody, but don't tell them to pray for me as if I had something wrong. This heavenly contagion means I'm a carrier of a Holy Ghost condition that's direction altering. It's life changing. It's history making. Now, some of you may already be beginning to sense the symptoms. And listen to me, they're about to intensify. Here comes the conclusion of my keynote Dominion Camp Meeting message entitled Stay Gold. Among my personal favorite films, and I will admit that I do love motion pictures. I love most of all black and white westerns. Yippee-o-ki-yay. This film is Francis Ford Coppola's 1983 screen adaptation of the 1967 novel, which was written by a teenager, S.E. Hinton. The title of the book was The Outsider. She based the entire thing on her Oklahoma high school's trouble with competing gangs. There were the Greasers, and then there were the Socials. In the film, the poem Nothing Gold Can Stay takes center stage. When the character by the name of Ponyboy reads it as his friend Johnny lay dying, Johnny's last words were stay gold. In one final plea to preserve the innocence of youth, the incomparable Stevie Wonder wrote and performed the song which has become synonymous with the film.
Here are some verses. Seize upon the moment long ago, one breath away, and there you will be, so young and carefree. Again, you will see that place in time, so gold. Steal away into that way back when you thought that all would last forever, but like the weather, nothing can ever, and be in time, stay gold. But can it be when we can see more vividly a memory? And yes, you say, so must the day too fade away and leave a ray of sun so gold. Everybody raise your hand. Say, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Put your hands down. The book says you're not unless he rebukes you. You can't even get rebuked by an elder in your church. Your pastor tries to rebuke you, you get up and leave and go find one that'll preach your idolatrous God that you've created in your own mind, because he's cool with everything you do. Holiness is power. Shout power. You want power to heal the sick, raise the dead. You want power to win souls. You want power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. You want power over demons, devils, and disease. You want power over Satan's sickness and sin. Here's how you get it. God is absolutely holy because God is absolutely pure. And because he's absolutely pure, he is absolutely powerful. Worship in the Spirit as a congregation, one melody in deep harmonies, swelling and rescinding and swelling and rescinding. The Spirit of God moving like wind across a wheat field. And then boom, a tongue. Yeah. Yeah. Most places can't have anybody give a tongue because there's nobody to interpret it. Tongues is a sign to the unbeliever. So why are you manifesting it so much to your church folk and ain't none of them unsaved? The word of wisdom. Howard Carter is in your spiritual genealogy. He was the president of Hampstead Bible College in London, England. He was a proper English gentleman. Wore a bowler hat, walked with a cane. He was sent to prison as a conscientious objector and put in solitary confinement for 2 years. While he was there, the Holy Spirit of God gave him the revelation of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit that is the standard, the gold standard, for every Pentecostal denomination in the world. Yeah. But their lineage don't use it. The word of knowledge, a supernatural understanding. Of things in the present. The word of wisdom, a supernatural knowledge of things in the future. Discerning of spirits, not just devils, angels, human spirits. Don't you ever have anybody come in your presence and everybody's bragging them up one side and down the other, and the minute they get in your presence, it's like magnets turn backwards? and you have no idea why? Your spirit is discerning that they are not of your spirit. I don't care what they look like, talk like, brother. I don't care if you like their wife. Wonder-working faith, the gift of miracles. Dear God, raise up some evangelists and apostles and prophets with these gifts. Tired of sermons. The gifts of healings. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, wonder-working faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healings. Are you ready? I didn't talk for the last 15 minutes for nothing. You know how Catherine Kuhlman got the healing anointing? As a little 17-year-old girl, God tried to give it to 100 men in her church. And she sat in the choir loft and God said, I'm giving it to you because none of them would take it. How many of you would genuinely like to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit for real? Not so you can show it off. So you can live by the Spirit. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just release all 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost back into our churches, our homes, our lives. Now shout, I receive it, and give God praise. Get used to the sound of your own voice. Drive out every devil. Pray for you, pray. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
There is no elected government official, no secular group or organization that can solve the issues of our day that are so obvious in our nation. I've often said this, and I'm going to just go ahead out on a limb, and I'm going to repeat it. The problem with the human heart is the heart of the human problem. Doesn't matter what the problem is. It's a vital truth. It's evidenced by radically changed lives. Can I just interject something here? If you attend a church where people's lives aren't dramatically changed supernaturally, you might want to visit somewhere else, because that's what the gospel does. The gospel is not men and women, boys and girls, teenagers, young adults attempting to just be better people. This is about dramatic life change. It's true in your neighborhood, right down the street. It's true as well in war-ravaged Ukraine, Russia, Israel, that is currently surrounded on 3 sides by those who wish her total destruction. There's a singular investment that's both eternal, and listen to me, it's guaranteed. When we give, surrender our wholehearted support to the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's not like the things of this world that rust and corrupt. Allow me to arrest your attention just for a brief moment. There are many, many people around this world who believe in this gospel ministry called Breakthrough and its mission, which is now over 40 years preaching the gospel. And for that, I couldn't be more humbled. I couldn't be more grateful. However, even with that agreement, I am acutely aware that for some of my wonderful friends, my dear, dear partners, it may have been quite some time since I've heard from you. I just want to encourage you today. We've just come through the difficult summer months for gospel broadcast ministries. Could I encourage you to just take a moment, look back, consider what you've done or have not done for the Lord and this great ministry, because he's done some really great things for you. Some wonderful partners recently shared with me their hearts. They told me that the distractions, as the Bible says, the cares of this world had caused them to forget about their support. Believe me, hear my heart, I understand. But today, while I've got your attention, I'm asking you to focus with singular vision just for a moment on our mission for God together to reach souls and to train God's army of Spirit-filled believers just like you around the world. In order to do that, I need your support to continue to send this gospel broadcast across America and to the nations of the world, many of them in their own native tongue. As I celebrate God's faithfulness to me over the last 50 years, will you join me today? Would you consider sowing a very, very special offering for the television broadcast of Breakthrough and Bridge of Hope to bring in thousands and hundreds of thousands of souls to the gospel of Jesus Christ? It doesn't take a lot if everybody joins together, but if everybody thinks everybody else is doing it, no one ends up doing it. Could you consider a $50 gift today? $1 for every year that I've been preaching this gospel. That gift would be such a strength, so helpful right here at the end of the lean summer months. Through this gospel ministry, so many have had their lives changed forever. Your gift today would be so vitally beneficial to this ministry. And I want to say, while you're considering it, thank you. No gift, hear this gospel preacher, no gift is ever insignificant. If your gift is $20 or $30 or $40, that seed placed in the hands of God from your heart and your hand can change lives. Joni and I, we're so appreciative, so thankful. So I'm going to ask you, please call. Your phone's usually right there beside you. Mine always is. If you're one of my most faithful friends, could I ask that you seek the Lord about sowing your best gift in a while? For some, that might be a gift of $100, or for others, $1,000. Could you do it this week? It would be especially significant and so deeply appreciated right now. I prepared something quite special for you, as I always do. It's my Dominion Camp Meeting message that God deals with me about for months and months leading up to that service where I release it. This year, my keynote message was entitled, Stay Gold. It's about 90 minutes of Camp Meeting glory. I want to send it to you on DVD, CD, and on digital download. It's going to bless your life. Much more on that than I could ever share on a broadcast breakthrough. So please, join me today, will you? I'm believing for many, many, many of my partners and friends to hear my heart. Give your very best gift today for souls and for the training of God's great army. Or you can simply click on that secure website, rodparsley.com. When you do, I'm believing for God to release three blessings of divine power to radically change your life and family. Number one, a supernatural impartation of faith to believe him for the impossible. Number two, fresh revelation and demonstration of the gifts of the Holy Ghost in your life. Third, divine favor over your home, your health, your business or ministry, and your finances. I'll be back in just a moment, so stay right there and be sure to call with your very best. God bless you, Pastor Rod, for preaching this gospel for 50 years. Give your best, and we'll all be blessed, and God's kingdom will be increased.
As you celebrate God's faithfulness in your life, please include a very special offering. As you do, Dr. Parsley is releasing three blessings of divine power to radically change your life and family. Perhaps it's been some time since you've given financially to support this global soul-winning and believer-building ministry. Please take a step of faith today. Call or click on rodparsley.com with a gift of $50, $1 to mark each year of Dr. Parsley's ministry that's blessed your life and the world. For some, it's a $100 seed placed in the hands of God from your heart to change lives. It would be so appreciated and very significant right now. Our gift to you today is the message from America's Camp Meeting, Stay Gold. 90 minutes of gospel preaching on DVD, CD, and digital download. Give your very best gift today for souls and for the training of God's great army. Phone lines are open now. Thank you for your gift to advance the kingdom work of breakthrough.
Many modern believers have been deceived. They believe God is mad at them. But the truth is simply this. He's pursuing you with a father's furious love to receive you as his own child. Overwhelming love was on display for all to witness. Christ Jesus on the cruel, mean, biting beam of Calvary. His atoning blood has paid the price to atone for your sin. There's much more from Dr. Rod Parsley to help you grow every day of this most holy season. Sign up today for your free access to his 10 Days of Awe teaching series. Don't miss the opportunity to reserve it for yourself. Call now. Ask for the free Days of Awe email series or visit rodparsley.com. God desires to bestow favor on you and give you peace.
Well, as the message from Dominion Camp Meeting that I'm sharing with you today came to a close that monumental night, the great work of the Holy Spirit began to minister to the hearts of everyone gathered and thousands upon tens of thousands watching live. It produced an untold harvest of souls, lives changed by God Himself. My friend James was one of those. He was watching on YouTube, and it blessed my soul when I read his comment. Here it is. "I'm believing for my children to be saved." Precious friend, I wake up every morning. I fall asleep every night with a burning burden for souls on my heart. James, I'm not only believing for your children, but for millions more to be reached by this gospel ministry, to be born again and their lives changed for time and eternity. I wrote this in my best-selling book, The Finale, One World, One Ruler, One Reign. You can get your copy at rodpersley.com as always. I said the curtain will soon rise on the third and final act of human history. I preach the truths of God's word passionately and boldly because I'm troubled by the decline of Bible preaching and Bible teaching, and even the absence of Bible truth in so many hearts and homes and so many churches. If you've given your heart and life to Jesus Christ as a result of today's broadcast, or you'd like to, I have a free gift just for you. It's called New Direction, because you now have a brand new life, and it will be invaluable as a resource as you begin your brand new journey with Jesus Christ, your sins forgiven, and on your way to heaven. It's my absolutely free gift to you. Just call or visit rodparsley.com to thank every one of you, every one of my Revival Covenant partners and friends who helped me preach the glorious gospel of Christ. It is your faithful prayers. It is your financial support that make it all possible. Thank you. On their behalf, lives changed, bodies healed, homes put back together, marriages healed. Thank you on their behalf. And I look forward to seeing you next time, as I have for over 40 years now, on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.